This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Should do. How about this, James? Whenever he's with us in the next half hour, let's go into the conversation with that song.
Right.
All right.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
good
call. Magic, magic.
That's it. Magic. Not really, but a lot of people think he's a magician. Jennifer Horn is here. She's magic as well. Magic on the air. Does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. Got her start. Actually, here she became a star because she was on the Good Day program.
Absolutely.
That really is how it works. Yeah. Here and there and everywhere. Here's something from the Good News Department. Sisters Michelle and Monica shared an exciting milestone together this past weekend, giving birth on the same day at the same hospital to young girls.
Aww.
And they live on the same street, even. They've been close all of their lives. How about that? They grew up together. They live on the same street now with their spouses. They got pregnant apparently on the same day. They're giving birth on the same day. They're in the same hospital. How would you, think about it for a second. How likely is that to happen?
Unlikely. And these are best friends or are they twins themselves?
No, they're sisters.
They're twins.
Michelle Hefferty and Monica Hogan.
Wow.
Who shared another milestone together. So this is cool.
It was like the Bellas in wrestling, the Bella twins.
Yeah,
or now
the Bella
I think they're
girls.
The Garce. The what?
No, there wasn't one of them with Cena for a while.
Well, yeah, Nikki that? Bella was. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
But when she ultimately got together, they actually had it was Bree's second kid and Nikki's first kid, and they had them within one day of each other, within 24
really?
Hours.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
Okay. How cool is that? Speaking of cool, I did what you asked me to do. Earlier, if you weren't listening to the broadcast earlier, you can catch up by listening to the whole show every day at gooddayshow.com. I was talking about having a canker sore in my mouth, and Jennifer said, why don't you swat some Balance 7 around in your mouth? So I did just that, and actually, this is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but
it works, huh?
Yes.
Well, you think your acid is like kind of the canker sore thing, so that's
why
I just thought you might as well switch around a little and see if it kills it off.
Right, yep. So don't forget your Balance 7. Very appropriate. It works for balancing
the phone number
inside your body and outside your body. And if you buy a gallon of this stuff, you'll get a bottle of My Smooth Skin, which basically does the same thing for your outside that Balance 7 does for your inside. Here is the number to call to get healthy and feel better, according to Jennifer and all the rest of the people who have been on this.
That worked. That's good. I'm so glad.
800-793-9039. It's kind of like those drugs that somebody uses for something else and they're not supposed to do what they do, but they end up doing something, improving something else. So that's not what the mainstay of Balance 7 is. But as Jennifer so aptly pointed out, it does balance your system. So this is why the canker sores are too much acid in your mouth. So feel really well. Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039 and use the code word Doug when you're ordering. Okay, you get that free bottle of My Smooth Skin. But I just wanted to acknowledge that we sort of was in a lark and yet it worked. So there you go. 800-793-9039, code word Doug for Balance 7 to take care of lots of things, including canker. And canker sores. Ooh, ah. All right, so I was talking with Jack Stockwell. This is worth a mention. This is something you, I give you ideas for your morning program, not that you need them on KRLA.
But I write them down, especially because I've been gone for a couple of days, so
yes.
I've got to catch up.
Okay. So there's a comprehensive study that was released yesterday that focuses on the Amish community in Pennsylvania, New York, West Virginia, and wherever Amish are sold. But mostly they live in New York and Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And this study exclusively of Amish families shows that there are zero, no Amish children suffering from cancer, diabetes, or autism.
Isn't that interesting?
And the reason they studied 400,000 families, and that included 90,000 in Pennsylvania, 82,000 in Ohio, and 300,000 in New York. And they have an average of 7 children per family. So the population is growing. I don't ascribe to that. But this study, which was concluded last month, shows that all of these children and all the families have one thing in common. What do you think it is?
Probably no vaccines and they eat healthy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
100% no vaccines. None. Zero. They have no chronic conditions. They eat their own food. They have, you'd call these preventable diseases. No disorders. They don't have immune problems, heart disease, asthma, arthritis, and Asperger's or autism. They don't have it. It doesn't exist. So how does that compare to vaccinated American children? So the news media and the public health people have scared so many people, but it's the pendulum going the other way, thanks in part to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. taking a solid stand and
mm-hmm.
people identifying with that. People are now just steering clear of vaccines, and you have to make up your own mind. But when you look at the evidence, it does kind of, I had the first round of vaccines because I wanted to, I felt at the time it was the right thing to do for my children and my family, but I wouldn't do it again. And I didn't do it again because, as a matter of fact, the person who talked me out of it wasn't Jack. And it was my pharmacist. He said, he knows me well, knows my body, my chemistry, knows how healthy I am. He said, I wouldn't take these if I were you. I said, why? What? He says, you don't need it. You don't want it in your body. This is a pharmacist. Okay?
Wow.
So I think there's a lot of focus here. There's a lot of peer-reviewed, published work. They're having a subcommittee of the Senate looking into this, the danger of certain vaccines. Not all vaccines. I think there are some vaccines that you need to get. Polio vaccines.
Why we didn't have polio or whooping cough or all that stuff. Right.
Right, exactly.
I think it's, the government has now become very much a one... one size fits all.
One note. It's a one note sum. Yes, right.
And yep. What may be right for somebody isn't going to be right for somebody else. I mean, look at how people can deal with certain illnesses like a breeze, and other people get hit like they're driven by a Mack truck. It's unfortunate that we're just, everybody's got to do this, or you're some sort of evil villain or something. It's just dumb.
You're bad. Yep. All right. By the way, weren't we supposed to have a recession? Weren't we supposed to be in a recession by now? Did you?
There are a lot of people, who either think we're in a recession or on the brink of a recession, but the stock market's still cooking.
Well, there are people who said we were absolutely, positively going to have a recession in 2023, and it would last until 2024. It was inevitable. But the same people who were saying that last Christmas are not saying it now. Some think that the economy may have dodged a bullet. Spending is up. Unemployment is down. And so all of the people, the naysayers, this is another one of those things cut out of the same cloth as you better get a vaccine or you'll die. This is the same, these same experts who tell you how to think, what to think, when to think. However, if you don't think for yourself, then you're probably in trouble. And that especially holds true for the stock market, for the economy, at least in my expression. There's a YouGov poll that's out. 17% of U.S. adults say that they think that we're heading into a recession. That's it. 17%. The rest of the people in the economy think 43% said we've been in and now we're coming out of it. And so if you believe things like the National Bureau of Economic Research, the business cycle that we're in is on an upswing. Now, is this because the Fed did what they were supposed to do? Who knows? I don't know that you can figure that out, but they've stopped hiking the interest rate. But they did aggressively hike the interest rate, and so did that slow spending? Did that trigger job losses? Did that forecast something, imminent plunge into a danger zone? The danger, danger, danger. Well, I don't know. But I know that I never believed any of this stuff. I keep kind of living. What it does is psychologically impact and impair us, I think. You think that's what happens, really? When you get down to brass tacks?
Yeah, I think there's a lot to that, for sure.
And the same thing, again, was this is about the federal government trying to control what we think, how we act, where, and to what end? That's the question that I... Why do you want to make masks and vaccines mandatory? Why do you want to tell people... I mean, I got to the point, we, for my this development that we're working on, we had a commitment from the bank... for the construction loan. They withdrew it because they said, we don't have any extra money. There's not money floating around. We're not getting deposits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what did that do? What did all of this stuff do? It was a government-created recession, if in fact there was a recession, and the scare about vaccines was government-created. What are we doing with that? Why are we... What are you doing? What are we doing to ourselves? That's a question. Jennifer will have the answer on 870, the answer.
I'm working on it.
About an hour. It's 18 after on Good Day.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning, and you're a person. Taco Bell Breakfast, served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa?
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tool since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTRCM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
At the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Madonna is in the Celebrity News social media department. She is talking about her world tour that kind of took a back seat because she got sick and was in the hospital. So is this going to all work? Is she going to be okay? What is she telling her fans? Well, if you're a fan of Madonna, you'll get it straight from the performer's mouth, if you will, right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I was right, Madonna. Always, always, always. So what's going on with her? She's speaking out this week for the first time since she went into the hospital for that serious bacterial infection. Fans are concerned about the upcoming Celebration World Tour, which is now scheduled to start in Europe in October. The North American dates have been rescheduled but not republished. She said, quote, "Thank you for your positive energy, prayers, words of healing and encouragement. I have felt the love. I'm on the road to recovery and am incredibly grateful for all the blessings in my life." This was published on her Instagram account. Madonna's 64 now. Good heavens. She continues by saying, quote, "My first thought when I woke up in the hospital was my children. My second thought was that I didn't want to disappoint anybody who bought tickets for the tour. I also didn't want to let down the people who worked so hard with me over the last few months to create this show. my focus on my health and getting stronger, and I assure you I'll be back as soon as I can. The current plan is to reschedule North America and to begin in Europe. So thank you. I am grateful. There was a press release that came out that day confirming that the first leg of the celebration tour was postponed, rescheduled dates. So how does that work? You get how do you know what your tickets are good for? Do you have to go back to these goons at whatever the ticket agency is and change it to this? I would think this would be very confusing. But anyway, this is I think we were talking about this. She was in the ICU for a couple of days for whatever. She looks emaciated. She looks like Celine Dion. She has created. She's very muscular, and that's all you see are bones and muscle. There's nothing else there. It's not healthy. It doesn't look healthy to me anyway. So hopefully she gets over that. You know how long she's been singing? For over 40 years. Does that seem possible when you get down to the nitty gritty of it? Madonna has been around for over 40 years. Look at how she has. I guess that was, she was 63. She started when she was in her early 20s. So anyway, I think she wore herself out. Looks to me like that's what she did. So she's at least smart enough to know that and take care of herself. She had too much work done on her, too. Man, her face. Oof. All right. That's the update on Madonna here, courtesy of the Good Day program at 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is set to meet one-on-one with Ukrainian President Zelensky at this week's NATO summit in Europe. The White House confirmed the meeting will take place tomorrow. Russia's war in Ukraine is among the top agenda items for NATO leaders. Hawaiian pro surfer Michaela Jones is dead after what's being called a freak accident over the weekend. TMZ is reporting that while he was surfing in Indonesia on Sunday, the fin of his surfboard appeared to cause a large gash near his left groin, which resulted in a severed femoral artery. Medical personnel assisted Jones and transported him to the hospital, where he later died. His daughter shared a social media post in tribute to her father saying, quote, "Life will never be the same without you," end quote. Jones was 44 years old. Today is free small Slurpee day at 7-Eleven on this 7-Eleven. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
And the winner is, everyone's a winner on the Good Day program, and you can be a winner too. All you have to do is call us, share your thoughts, 855-999-DOUG. Take first place today, 855-999-3684 for Good Day. Now 34 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day programmer. Uri Geller will join us from Israel. There's a fascinating article about him this week in the New York Times and other newspapers around the country extolling the value and virtue of what he's been doing for 50 years. So as we have been friends for 30 years, I'll talk to him about that. The writer interviewed me. None of what I said got into the article, but I know why, and Uri will talk about that a little bit. He's, among other things, one of the best promoters that I have ever met in my life. But he also has a real talent, a gift, if you will, as do all of us when you get right down to it. We really do. It's just finding it and making sure it works for you. That's one of the things that is hardest for us to realize. People say, I'm just an average person, or I can't really do that. You can do anything you set your mind to, and Uri is living proof of that. So we'll talk to him in 6 or 7 minutes. It's July 11th, known as 7-Eleven Day. That means that anybody who lives near one of the 7-Eleven stores or goes to a Speedway gas station can get free Slurpees all day today. It's been offered every July for the last 20 years, and it's held in the honor of 7-Eleven's birthday. 7-Eleven has been around for 96 years. Originally opening at 7, staying open till 11. That's where 7-Eleven came from. Duh. But now a lot of them are open 24 hours a day. And, again, the treat here, this is not an ad. I'm not getting paid to tell you the story, but it's just something that iconically is part of our landscape in the summer heat. So if you're hot, you want a frosty beverage, today you get a free Slurpee. How about that? I think that's kind of a cool thing, frankly. I do say so myself. Also, I always spend at least one segment a week talking about what's going on at NASA, what the newest thing is, what the pictures are. The lunar rover Viper is doing great things. They have so many things going on in different areas, like the Mars thing and the Mercury thing and all of the weather things that are around. It's just, I think it's really pretty amazing. So check out the NASA website. Also, here's something for those of you in the health and wellness department that has come to my attention. Those of us who have had teeth replaced for one reason or another know it's not necessarily a very pleasant thing. There's something new called tooth regeneration. And so what happens, and this has been used for people who were born with missing teeth and people who have had teeth yanked out, whatever it is. As you know, if you don't have all of your teeth, if you've had them extracted or didn't have them to begin with, it makes speaking difficult, sometimes eating pretty difficult. So the first tooth regrowth treatment has been created, tested in clinical trials, and should be ready for next year. The idea is growing new teeth, and dentists are learning how this is done. But I tell you the story because even though it's not clear how or who's going to be able to do it, but it's, I guess, really hopeful for people that have problems with their teeth and gums, that, you know, will think, okay, I can do this, so I can get this done. Probably won't be cheap to begin with, but at least it'll be there for you. And have China, hopefully the insurance is going to pay for it. I don't know what, I have China on my mind at the moment. You'll have to give me my due here. The fellow, Gal Luft, the head of a U.S. think tank who has accused the Biden family of corruption, has been charged with acting as an unregistered agent of China. Now, is this a smokescreen? I probably should have saved this for Jennifer, who's gone off to do her morning thing on KRLA. But I wonder whether this is, I'm not sure, although people in the government are saying that if Biden hasn't influenced any of the investigations into his son. There's too many things that point in the same direction. But apparently this person is, or at least so some say, is an arms trafficker, so the charges against this person have been unsealed. He was accused of acting as an illegal arms broker, unregistered agent for China, seeking to help China get Iranian oil in violation of the sanctions. This person is a dual citizen of the United States and Israel, accused of recruiting and paying a former high-ranking government official and advisor to Donald Trump on behalf of prisoners. See, this is, well, I don't know how you know the truth here, because this is very convenient, right? When you think about all of the hoopla with the focus on Biden, and now there's somebody connected to Trump who is a foreign agent and a crook as well. So now this person is a fugitive. He seems to have disappeared. Some people think he went back to China. The White House has issued denials of the claims that he came up with. But now, you know, okay, so he works for the Republicans. Yeah, well, how do you ever know? Honestly, how will we ever know? Well, I'm going to be in the area. Kelly's going to join us in a few moments. If you have heard me talking about those two free nights in Las Vegas and haven't done anything to connect yet, now's your time. First 10 callers dialing 800-419-DOUG will get two nights free in Las Vegas. Your chance to win right now. If you like to swim in the heat, this jackpot, it's a jackpot. It's a great, you know, we talk about jackpots in Las Vegas. How about getting this deal from my friends at 541 Travel? Here's somebody who took the trip, quote, first vacation I've had in a while. They have an excellent variety of places to stay. That's Selena. Kathy says more or less the same thing. So your room is waiting in Vegas. This is a special offer right now. Dial 800-419-3684 for two nights in Las Vegas. Be one of the first 10 to call now. 800-419-DOUG.
Research shows people ignore radio ads. While I want you to remember that Liberty Mutual customizes and saves you hundreds on home insurance, I know no one's listening, so I can say anything. I can even tell Jenny that I never stop thinking about us. Sometimes I almost call, but I only truly feel safe revealing this in the privacy of my nationally broadcast radio ad.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either Dave's Single, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Medium Frosty, or 10-Piece Nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Definitely Nuggets.
Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Dave's Single, and a Frosty.
For me. And a Frosty.
Okay, who said Frosty and a Frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's, buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with a combo or any other offer.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Three after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program going over to Israel. I'm playing this song, Do You Believe in Magic by the Loving Spoonful, because that's the way you were described in part in this article. Now I don't say this because you're my friend of 30 years. I thought there was vindication for you. There have been a lot of people who have had a lot of nasty things to say about you over the years because they didn't believe that you had the ability that you have to do the things that you do. And this article in the Times, which is not always the friendliest to people that are thought of by some as, you know, by skeptics as being skeptical, this guy nailed it with you. I say that because I know you very well. And I thought you should be very proud of the things that were said. You're one of the things that he acknowledges is what a great promoter you are. And that I've always said, and so has everybody else said that about you. But in reading it yourself, what did you, hard for you to be objective probably, but I say this to anybody, go to the New York Times, to the website, and read this article. It's very, very, it's in-depth, detailed. So when you read it, Uri, what did you think?
Well, Doug, I don't read articles about me. I measure them.
You've never read that?
I didn't read it. And, for 50 years, there were both positive and negative articles about me. And I'll never forget it. I used to carry a little tape measure in my back pocket. And whenever a story came out, I would measure it. And I would say, now hang on, how much does it cost a full-page ad in the New York Times or in the Boston Globe or in the Los Angeles Times to promote a Mercedes car or a Volvo. And I would say thank you very much for that. You did it. As long as they spell my name correctly, I say thank you very much. Mm-hmm. But no, the man who wrote the article about me, his name is David Siegel. It was really, I didn't really know where he comes from. Because it was very, he didn't give away anything about the interview when he interviewed me for a couple of days here in Israel. And I really didn't know what to expect. What I did know is that the New York Times never ever wrote something positive about me.
Right.
It was always something negative, or always the magicians and so forth. So when I was inundated, once the article came out yesterday, and Doug, I've never had so many comments. Some people, you were vindicated, this was a great article, amazing. But one thing is true, you know, I always stayed very natural, down to earth, very anchored. And I say shamelessly that, yes, I am a probably one of the best PR promoter of myself.
Right.
And I say that because I know what people love reading. I know how to create an enigmatic story, a mysterious story, a bizarre story, a strange story, and people love that. And I guess I appeal both to the tabloids like the National Enquirer, the Sun, etc., to the New York Times and the Boston Globe. So, fantastic. My daughter bought the paper in Topanga, Los Angeles, and she said, Abba means father. I can't believe how huge the article is.
It is.
So when you get the actual, when you get the actual paper, mm-hmm. the tangible paper, it's like, my gosh, she sent me a photograph. I couldn't believe my eyes.
Yeah.
And I was told that it was the first time the New York Times had on their front cover of the business section just a giant bent spoon. This never happened before. It was always writing and stories. But, yeah, thanks. I'm very pleased that it's out. But they, you know, a week from now, they wrap up chips and fish in the paper. So,
yeah, but still, it's kind of, it feels good to those of us who are friends. It's got to feel good to you. But the idea, the acknowledgement of who you really are in the sense of being a performer, it doesn't say who you are as a person, but it says who you are about you, how you got started. It's a very thorough, I know all these stories because I've been around you for 30 years, but I know I'm proud to say that you're my friend, and I think I'm more happy about references to places and times when you weren't at your best and how people took advantage of those times. We're not all of us, we're never all of us at our best all the time. And that's not a reason for you not to believe in what you do. It just is like anything else, frankly.
Yep.
I don't know.
Thanks so much. Doug, thanks so much for bringing up the story. It was yesterday, so anyone wants to read it, you know, simply go to the website of the New York Times. But I believe that you have to be subscribed to it, or I try to see it on my website. Sorry, on my Twitter. I put it up on Twitter. I put it up on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. The best place to read it is on Twitter, my Uri Geller. It's called The Uri Geller. That's my Twitter account, The Uri Geller. So, Dougie, a big hug from me. Love from Hannah, who's sitting next to me. And we'll speak again next week.
Yeah, we will. I think, again, congratulations. It was good. It was nice to... It was fun to read it, frankly, and to get the nuance. Uri Geller. The story's in the New York Times. You can check it out there. Or I'm sure if you just Google Uri Geller, New York Times story, you'll find it easily. And it's a good story about a fellow who's got lots going for him, has for a long time. It's 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Bum, 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 bum. We all sit up straight when we hear the theme from M.I., and it's very applicable this week because the movie comes out, a lot of PR, as you might expect, Tom Cruise being interviewed everywhere by everybody, and he's had some interesting things to say. There's an interesting video chucker out of some of the stunts that he did himself, like jumping off of that cliff. And he did that himself.
I know he did.
Oh my God, the stuff that he
stuff
does.
You, me, and you used to do last year. Now he's doing it.
Right, exactly, copycat. All right. So here we are, anticipating the best. What do you hear?
Here's the thing. I they're expecting a $250 million opening weekend worldwide.
Yeah.
It's going to probably do around $100 million here in the States, which will be the most successful independent Mission Impossible movie released so far. It's hard to believe this franchise goes back to 1996.
The TV show goes to the late 60s.
Yeah, true. But I got to tell you, I did not like the original film at all, and I did not like the sequel. No, I didn't like it, and the sequel, which directed by John Woo, was okay, but it was really not a Mission Impossible movie. It wasn't until the third installment when the late Philip Seymour Hoffman played the villain. I thought that was great.
The thing that bothered me about that...
They all amped up everything about them, the scripting, the action. It's become a tremendously entertaining franchise.
What bothered me about that was the fact that Alec Baldwin's character got killed. I didn't like that at all, for whatever the reason. But, you know, he's everywhere, as is Tom Cruise. So,
here's one more thing I just want to talk about. Now, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, I'm just reporting this as fact, because I like the film. But It did $250 million in its first week worldwide.
Yep.
And it's being slammed as a disappointment. But it is a learning lesson. The learning lesson is this, that the studios really have to get their budgets under control, because they basically made a movie here just as an investment, not as a product, good, bad, or indifferent. But they made a $300 million movie with an 80-year-old actor, and it never had a chance to do $1 billion worldwide, which it needed to make money. Now, this horror film, Insidious, which is a successful horror franchise, did $32 million in its opening weekend on a budget of $16 million. Now, the idea when they make these movies or have investors is actually to make a profit eventually.
Yeah, but you know what? You keep talking about that. Wait a minute. This is the perspective is all out of whack. I don't give a damn whether the movie companies make a lot of money.
No, I don't either. I agree with you.
I want to go to see a movie that I want to go see, and I'm sick of people trashing it because it was expensive.
100%.
It was a good movie.
100%.
It was a good movie.
I'm on record to say I think The Flash is a very good movie.
Yeah,
and in all the years I've been doing this, I've never seen a film that's as entertaining as The Flash be so rejected at the box office, ever. Like, that movie's really good.
There's this political correctness stuff.
Yeah.
Everything's political, and it's ruining how people think, how they act.
You also have, which we spoke about, you literally have people, deranged people, who've set up shop on YouTube to bash, crash, and blast these movies. And these people are demented. Like, they're just lying through their teeth, saying things just to get people's goat.
Yeah.
But it is a ripple effect in the industry that has hurt these movies. There's no doubt about it.
I think that there's a lot of legs to Indiana Jones. I think this Caviezel. Now, we didn't do box office totals yesterday.
Okay, well, Sound of Freedom, which is a movie with Jim Caviezel about child abduction. I think it was shot a few years ago. They just released it. Grassroots campaign only. $40 million in a week. On a budget of $15 million, no marketing campaign
at all.
There
must be a message there.
It's tremendous.
I want to see it. I haven't had a chance to see it.
Big movies, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, what else? That's number five on the list?
I don't have the complete list, but other than that, Spider-Man in the Spider-Verse has done $327 million to date. That's a big success story. The legs on that film are really good. Some films have done really well and have really good legs, and some have crashed and burned. It's a very different landscape than it was 4 years ago. Just very, very different.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, I mean, you look at all of the other things that are going on this time of year that people either really love because they're on their vacation. I want to go to the movies, or it's hot, they want to go to the movies.
Bobby's tracking really well. That opens in 10 days. We'll see how that does.
So this week is Mission Impossible.
Yes.
Barbie the week after. So
yes, with Oppenheimer the week after also.
That is going to be a movie that people are going to want to see. All right, Chucker, thank you. Chuck Curry here on Good Day Program. You're welcome. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.